People used to to count the heads, they say. They used to talk about five-headed children.
Uh-huh.
Mm, but I don't know, it's five children, I guess. Five heads of children.
How does that sound to you now?
Oh, they don't sound too good now. Five heads.
What if someone had about 14 children, since they really had a what for children?
Had a baseball coop.
Did you ever say a
passel?
Did you ever use that word?
Passel.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me, I don't ever heard of this passel. Mm-hmm. Passel. Can't think of what it meant now. Seems like I've heard it too.
To
mm-hmm.
talk about turnips, you'd take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of
greens.
What different kinds of greens do you use besides turnips?
You can use mustard. You can mix mustard and turnip and rutabaga together and make a good dish.
What about poke? Do you ever hear that?
Poke.
Poke salad? Do you ever hear that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Folks at it. Yeah, people used to cook that like spinach.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But I haven't cooked any. I always was kind of afraid of folks at it. You know, they have them red looking berries.
Uh-huh.
And it looked poison to me.
Huh.
So I never did use the folks at it.
Mm-hmm. To get the beans out of the pods, you do what?
Shell.
And what do you call the beans where you eat the, don't eat the pod, you eat just the beans?
That's the sweet peas.
What else? A kind of a flat?
Oh, that's butter beans.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What about lima beans?
Well, it's a butter bean and a lima bean.
What's the difference?
A butter bean is a bigger bean.
Uh-huh.
Big old bean. And a lima bean is a little bean.
Mm-hmm.
Little baby lima. So I like the little baby. I like the big old butter beans. But my people don't like them. I got some cooked some out of one time. I still got the others in. But they like the baby limes. They clean up all the baby limes I cook.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you call that?
Sweet corn.
Any other name?
Sweet corn. Yeah, it's got a lot of names, but I never would think of the name. Sugar corn?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a sugar corn.
What about
sweet corn?
Mutton corn or roasted ears?
Yeah, roasting ears. Mm, you can call the big cone roasting ears.
What is roasting ears exactly?
They are bigger cone than sweet cone. Sweet cone has little parts, about this long.
Mm-hmm. About 6 inches?
Mm-hmm. They're bitty ones.
Mm-hmm.
But the big cone grows, ooh, they grow long like that, and some of them make 5 ears to the stalk.
Mm.
Mm, but it's good when it's tender.
Mm-hmm.
When you get it when it's tender, it's really nice ball. And I like mine cut off the cob. You cut it by twice and then scrape it. And it's good.
What do you call the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
And the outside of the corn is the?
Is the shucks.
And the stringy stuff?
That's silk.
And a little yellow crooked neck vegetable?
Squash.
Any other names or? Any different kinds of squash?
Yes, a lot of different kinds. I hear the agriculture man told different names of it.
Uh-huh.
But I like the white squash the best.
Uh-huh.
That's a little flat one.
Mm-hmm.
It's white. I like that better than I do the yellow ones.
How do you cook that?
Well, you just, you don't have to peel them.
Mm-hmm.
You just take your knife and take that little end out
mm-hmm.
on both sides and just cut it up. And put in a little salt water and let it steam down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you season it with butter and pepper and a little sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And just let it cook till it, all the water cooked out. And it's good. Kind of like cooking eggplant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about a big thing you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
That's a pumpkin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What different kinds of melons do people raise?